You're listening to the Lawyer Brit podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. Welcome back to the Lawyer Brit podcast. In this episode, we are talking about creating your law firm's sales system. In short, how do you bring clients to your law firm? And I don't want to toot my own horn, but I feel like I've mastered this. I have mastered setting up a sales system to bring clients to my firm consistently. And if you don't know my backstory, I launched my law firm October 1st, 2020. And within actually less than 100 days, we had over 100 clients that signed with the firm. And at this point of the recording of this episode, we're now sitting at 250K months, like on autopilot every single month. In fact, we had a $280,000 month and a few times over 300,000. And that's like attorney fees revenue. That's not like settlements and totals and all this weird stuff that people put out there to make themselves seem bigger than they are. This is like actual money that my firm is making. And I teach other female lawyers how to build their law firms in my signature program, the CEO Club, which is a group coaching program where I show them how to grow their law firms to $50,000 months and beyond and grow to that point where they can be like me and hit those $250,000 months and $300,000 months. And inside that CEO Club program, I use my framework, which is process, pitch, people, profit, to coach them. And that framework, which I've talked about in other podcast episodes, is really my framework, like my outline for a successful law firm, really any successful service business, but I apply this specifically to law firms. And in that process, pitch, people, profit framework, the pitch part of that framework is the sales system. That is what I use and what all of my coaching clients use to bring in clients consistently. And that sales system has two parts that I'm going to break down for you. One, attract leads, and two, convert those leads to clients. That's it. I know that seems like ridiculously simple and almost like sales for dummies or sales for lawyers, LOL. But that's really what it comes down to, right? You're attracting the leads to you. You are getting people to connect with you who need your services and want your services. And then you're converting them into clients. You're making them into paid clients. So what does that look like? What does that actually mean in practice? First, you attract. And attraction can happen in many different ways, right? For me, primarily content, which is marketing, promoting your business, explaining to people who you help and how, really branding yourself. And I have so many podcast episodes on this, really branding yourself as somebody who helps people in a certain way, handles certain cases, certain claims, certain issues, right? Marketing, bringing in those clients, making sure that people understand what you do so they can either contact you if they need you or they can refer people who do, right? So that's a huge part of my attract. Another huge part is connections. Connections. I have a whole podcast episode on in-person funnels, and that's exactly what I use to get referrals from people everywhere, any kind of people, like people in my industry, people in other industries, lawyers, non-lawyers, neighbors, family, friends, whatever, is I use this in-person funnel. That's a great episode. You should go listen to it after you're done with this one, of course. And connections is a great way to attract people into your sphere, attract leads to you that you then convert into clients, right? Networking events is an example of this. I actually talk to my CEO Club clients about networking events and how to use them effectively. And that's part of that whole in-person funnel and making connections, part of this attract. So we've got content, we've got connections. That's part of marketing, right? Networking. And then we have also advertising. This is not something that I do very often, but advertising is different from marketing. And then in advertising, you're paying to show a specific ad or a specific piece of content to new people, to new leads that you think that might need your help. Now, advertising, I have done it and has worked for me. But I prefer the first two. That's just me. There are plenty of really successful lawyers who use advertising very well, and that's fantastic. I will say also that with things like content and connections, your team can help too. I'm sure we've all seen those big law firms who have the associate writing a blog post. That's content, right? Or we have the firms with 100 partners and they're always going out to networking events and whatnot. That's using your team to help you with connections, right? So attracting your leads, bringing people into your sphere. It's not all just paying to run an ad somewhere like on a bus, on a billboard, on Facebook. It's also content marketing, promoting your business, making connections with people. That's attracting people into your sphere. Now, I will say this too. If you're in a space where you're just starting out, or if you're in a space where you feel spread too thin, you're overwhelmed, you don't have enough clients coming in the door, but you don't know how to get them in the door, choose like one of these areas. Don't overwhelm yourself with a bunch of different options. And don't just choose what seems like the easiest option either. Like, I have people I've worked with and they're just like, oh, I'm going to just pay for leads. And I'm like, that's okay if that feels aligned for you right now, but let's really consider why that feels aligned. Like, do you just feel overwhelmed, right? Because those kind of services, the conversion rate's not always the best, so you do need the money to back it up. So it's really like doing advertising, right? Let's make sure we're being intentional about how we're attracting. And that goes back to what I was just saying is, if you are just starting out or you don't have time, don't feel like you have a lot of time, choose one and like go all in on it. And for me, obviously I'm biased, but for me, that's always been content. Content marketing. Why? I have a whole podcast episode on this because it's free. It works for you 24/7 and it's omnipresent, right? It's like having 100 clones of you and they're all at a bunch of different networking events, except the networking events are happening all the time, everywhere. That's why I'm a huge proponent of content. Connections is also very important, but content can lead to connections as well. So it's important to choose one of these and really go all in on it and make sure that you're attracting leads. And by choosing one of these options, you're also kind of branding yourself because you're getting in front of the same kind of people. So that's important as well. So attracting. Sales system, two parts. Attract leads, convert leads into clients. So attracting. Bringing them into your space, making sure they understand what you do and getting them to reach out to you. And then convert. You're converting them into a lead. You're taking that lead, you're turning them into a signed client. This mostly happens on sales calls, or lawyers call them intake calls, whatever you call them. But it might look different depending on the practice area, the urgency, the sophistication of a client or a case. I have an entire podcast episode on my 4-part sales call and my 3-part sales pitch. So make sure to listen to those as well. Part of converting is making sure that somebody is qualified to even be a client, right? So when I am talking about conversion rates with my coaching clients, and we're kind of like using that conversion rate to assess like the health of their business, whether they're doing well, whether they're growing, are we going to hit their goals and our numbers? When we're talking about that, you know, I talk about conversion rates. Okay, how many leads are you converting into clients? We need to know if it's good or not, right? Well, if 150 people reach out, and 50 people sign up, you have like a 30% conversion rate. But if 150 people reached out, but only 100 were qualified, you didn't even want that other 50, the 50% conversion rate is a lot more accurate because we're not trying to convert the people we don't want. So when you're thinking about the conversion of turning leads into clients, you want to make sure you're also considering what that conversion rate is. Why? Well, because if you have a conversion rate that is super low, we want to make sure, A, we're not trying to convert the wrong people, but also B, that you're saying the right things in your sales call and your sales pitch. And of course, I have other podcast episodes on that. And I work with my clients on this all the time, every month, every week, to make sure that we are refining their sales pitch and we're making sure that their sales call is on point and really, really formulaic and structured and making sure that that sales system we're setting up is bringing in the right kind of client. You see what I'm saying? Sales system, attract leads, convert leads. Very simple. Choose one type of attraction, run with it. Once you've built it up, you can move on to others, even have your team help too, and then you convert them. You turn that lead into a signed client through your sales call and your sales pitch. And I will leave you with one more tidbit as well. Make sure you have a follow-up process. Don't just try to convert the lead one time. And if they don't sign, oh well. Like, you should be trying to convert that lead over and over and over until you get like a solid decision. I have another podcast episode on this as well. It's like sales calls are to get to a decision. Doesn't matter if it's yes or no, but you need a decision, right? Somebody says no, you need to assess whether it's a no right now or a no forever, because you don't want to let leads die. And this goes twofold, right? Like if somebody says, yeah, sure, I want to sign your contract, want to sign up, and then they just like disappear, right? Or if somebody says, hey, I'm not ready right now, but like contact me later or maybe down the road or I don't know yet. Those are not dead leads. Like a dead lead is somebody that's not qualified. A dead lead is somebody like, hey, no, I don't want your help. I've reached out to somebody else instead. Or a dead lead is like, hey, I don't want to do this at all. That's a dead lead, right? But somebody who is like, not right now, or I'm not ready, or ghost. Don't let that lead die. There are zombie leads. I've literally talked to my coaching clients about this in the CEO Club. Zombie leads, we can resurrect them at a later time. Great times to do that is through your follow-up process or at some time during the year. So here's like an example, right? If somebody reaches out to a business attorney and they're like, hey, I need a partnership agreement. Okay, great. Here's what it's going to be, blah, blah, blah. Try to convert them to a client and they disappear. You send the contract, you don't hear from them for 3 days. Well, you need to have a process where you're reaching out to them saying, hey, we noticed you haven't signed the contract. Do you have questions? Can we be helpful? Have you decided on another firm? Are you ready to move forward yet? You need to have this process. Now, for us, when we reach out to somebody before we even get on the phone with them, we're following up like 7 times if they don't call us back. And by that point, they're like kind of a dead lead and we might resurrect them later depending on what things look like. But even if somebody gets on the phone with us and we send them a contract, we're also following up, hey, you didn't sign. We do that like 5 or 6 times, right? Until they do sign or they tell us, hey, we've gone with another attorney. Okay, great. That lead is dead. But in a situation where, like I was just saying, somebody reaches out, hey, I need a partnership agreement. Okay, we can definitely do that for you. Here's a retainer. And then they say, hey, actually, I'm not ready to do this. Okay, no problem. We'll reach out in a month or two. Put it in your calendar. Have your team put in a reminder. Use your sales CRM or your practice management system or something to give you a reminder to follow up with that person. Because what could happen is that that person says no right then. And then a month from now, you say, hey, you said no a month ago. We're just following up to see if we can help serve you. Actually, yeah, I would love to move forward. And now you've made the sale. You haven't just let the lead die. You've resurrected a zombie lead. And now you're serving that client and making that money. Because remember, we're spending time, effort, resources, all the stuff on getting the clients. We're spending time in that attraction phase on the content, on the connections, on the advertising. We're spending so much time on that. We don't want to just get a lead and let it fall to the wayside because we've put effort and time and energy and money into getting that lead. We want to convert it if it's qualified. So have that follow-up process. Make sure that you're reaching out multiple times when you first reach out to the lead. So somebody says, hey, I want to possibly work with you. Give me a call. If you call and they don't answer, have a follow-up process. Call them multiple times. If you then talk to them and say, okay, we can move forward. Here's a contract. If they don't sign, follow up with them multiple times. Make sure that you make every effort you possibly can. And then if they turn into a zombie lead because they said, hey, I'm not ready, or they don't respond, follow up with them at a later time as well, right? And I have clients too who also put people into email campaigns and follow-up processes that are like touch points every single month. There's way to resurrect these zombie leads as well. So conversion isn't just like a one and done. Conversion might, for your practice area and your goals and your clients, take a long time, right? The sales system is a constant flow. And it's not just like a linear line. It can be all over the place. You can attract leads and not convert them for like a year. Or you can attract leads and convert them right away, right? You can get somebody through your content or through a connection. You can convert them on a sales call, or they might just want to sign up right away. There's so many different ways that it can happen, but just having the overall system set up to attract and convert is what you need to have those clients coming in consistently. Why you don't have consistent clients is because you're not doing this consistent system. You're not attracting them consistently, right? You're not putting out that content. You're not making those connections or fostering those connections. Again, refer to my in-person funnels podcast episode. You're not consistently advertising to get in front of people, right? You're not doing that consistently. And then your conversion is not working. Either your sales pitch is off, or maybe you need to refine your sales call, or maybe you are just sending the contract and never following up and people are just falling to the wayside. Where is the falling short in there? If you're saying like, I'm not getting any clients, every time I have that issue with somebody, I go into their sales system and I can pinpoint areas. I'm like, well, you're saying you're not getting clients, but how often are you even posting? You're saying you're not getting clients, but you're not even following up 2 days after you send the contract. You say you're not getting clients, but these people reached out and you never scheduled the sales call after they didn't respond to the email. There's so many ways to get clients in, and it's simple. We're just making it this big, hard, difficult thing. I don't know why, maybe because we're lawyers and half of us are like type A crazies, but that sales system can be super simple and you can pinpoint a way you want to do it. Like I said, put out the content and then have like a, obviously write out your sales pitch and have your 4-part sales call ready, but have your follow-up process ready to go. And either you're doing it or a team member's doing it. And you do that consistently on repeat and you refine as you go so that you can get better and better conversion rates and you convert more and more clients. And as you build a team or as you gain more time because you offload and you delegate certain things, maybe you start posting more content or you start going to more events or you have your team helping out and really attracting those leads in. So there's so many different ways to do this. I mean, like everything I've gone through in this entire podcast episode, I have done and I've used my team to do. And that's how we've grown over time as we've really doubled down on the sales system in certain aspects. And then we've expanded on those things that we're doing in the sales system. And it's really like paid off a millionfold because our sales system generates clients like on repeat. I didn't do a single piece of real marketing for the firm or any in-person like connections for like months. I mean, I did a lot of traveling, but I was also just kind of like, hey, I'm enjoying reaping the benefits of the work that I've done. And so I didn't do any like real in-person anything for months, and we still brought in a ton of clients. So I set up these sales systems to run on autopilot, and now they do, and I can reap the rewards of it. Like, I don't have to be out there promoting and hustling every single day. I don't have to be making a single piece of content every day. I've put these systems in place, and now they're working for the firm. And you can do the exact same thing for your firm. Exact same thing. You can build the system that attracts and then convert. And you're in charge of that. You can do it however is aligned for you and feels best for you. And what's great is that you don't need to have analysis paralysis about it either. You can choose any of the methods, or if something came to you, if you had some inspired idea listening to me at this podcast episode and said, hey, wow, it'd be really cool if I did that thing, do it. Do it today. Do it this week. Set the actions in motion to build it now, little by little, step by step. And a year from now, you might not even be the person doing it, or it might be giving you 10 times more clients than it does now, right? Run with it. Go for it. Build it now, and you can reap the rewards later. Create that sales system, and it will pay for itself, and it will work for you many times over and give you a huge return on your time, effort, and money investment. And if you want to work directly with me to build out your sales system and to grow your law firm to $50,000 months and beyond, please apply to the CEO Club. I would love to work with you. You can apply going to lawyerbrit.co/CEO Club. That's lawyerbrit, BRITT.co/CEO Club. I'd love to have you join the program. If you have questions about the program, I'm always available on Instagram. You can shoot me a DM and we can talk about if it's a right fit for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you in the next one.